Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan.
Yay.
Spacey Tracy.
It is Spacey Tracy tonight. I am out. I'm out in the ethers. I couldn't even, Julia had to help me finish my crossword puzzle. I mean,
It's what friends do. So.
is what friends do. I'm going to even
Thank you for doing that, because it was like I had to get really close to make my be anywhere close to you. I mean, it was like, how do I get my head the
We
size
like to be even. We want to be the same height.
Same height, the same size, the same, symmetrical.
Very much. We are symmetrical. My hair's doing some things today. Do you guys like it?
Mine is too. It was looking okay. Now I don't know what it's doing. It's like, all right.
We missed you guys over Thanksgiving weekend, but partially because I was filming.
Yes, you were. You had an exciting time.
Now, did we talk on the show about me doing my floors? I don't think we did.
That you
Did
were going to do this floor. I think, I don't remember if you were started yet or not, or but you had got the guy, he was going to do them. And I saw a post that you made, something about those of you keeping up with my floor saga, and I'm like, oh, there's more to this story, apparently.
I'm going to make everything into a metaphorical something, right?
Well, I think it they everything is a metaphorical something.
Well, I really actually loved my floor story because it was chaos, but it was gentle chaos, I think I'll say. This wonderful contractor, sweetheart guy, I like him. He was great. But he was having the hardest time getting that floor done, let me tell you what. And I kept saying, okay, you can get this done before Thanksgiving? Yeah, I can get it done before Thanksgiving. I've got two guys to come help me. We can knock this
Might
out.
be here eating with you, but I'm gonna get
I'm gonna get it done. And he tried so hard to get it done, but his poor little dog had seizures the first, the night before he was supposed to start. And so he didn't get there until late afternoon. And then the second, and then he was trying to get his dog into the vet because of the seizures. And I don't know what it's like there for you guys, but holy cow, you cannot get your animal into the vet right away. Even the emergency vet was telling him it's a 12-hour wait to get in here.
Wow.
And I can't even imagine what the heck's going on where we can't get into the vet even. So that was distressing to him. He's trying to get his dog into the vet. So the second day he gets the dog into the vet. So then he's not getting there again till late afternoon. The poor guy stayed till like 10:30 at night working till the neighbors started saying, stop sawing. We all gotta work tomorrow. And their eyes are twitching. And so day three was Thanksgiving. And he's like, so then we had a miscommunication over Thanksgiving. He thought I told him to come. We had a 1 o'clock to go to my parents' house to go have Thanksgiving.
He
So
thought
he
you
thought
invited him to dinner.
he would have been fun at dinner. He's a talker, he's social. He would have been a good time at dinner. Lots of stories. But so I thought he was coming in the morning and he thought I meant come when we leave for dinner. So I'm waiting and waiting and he lost his work phone. He couldn't find. So all the things, right? You would think we were in Mercury in retrograde times 10. And I'm just like, where are you? And he said, well, you told me to come at 1. And I said, no, we were leaving at 1. He's like, oh, did I misunderstand? So big misunderstanding. So poor guy. So he ends up coming in during Thanksgiving while we're gone and doing work again. And then he's leaving for his family dinner, all the things, and he's trying to get it done. Because David Marsh is coming on Friday and we're going to do some filming, right? And part of the filming is filming me in my home setting. And so it's like, yeah, I don't think we're going to that tonight. So we went to my office and filmed there and it all worked. It was all fine. So at least I say it's fine. Poor David's probably trying to figure out how am I going to make this all fit. But
Sure, I edit it.
yeah, how am I going to edit this now? Because it didn't work the way I thought. So it ended up taking him 5 days. He started on a Tuesday, ended Saturday night. And one of the nights he was there till 2 in the morning trying to get it done so that it was done. That was, I think that was actually Thanksgiving night because he wanted to get it done for the company coming. I didn't tell him what the company was. You know, it's like, how much do you tell your contractor? So I didn't really tell him much. But you know, by the time you bring somebody in that's doing videos and he's watching us go through the house taking these videos, he's kind of curious at this point. So he kind of starts getting figured out what we're doing. You know, we're recording for the hypnosis and getting to know more about what I do. And so he was there till Saturday. So he was there for 2 days of company, and he was there till Saturday night. So it's like, okay, you poor guy. But here's the part that I loved, because I'm sitting there going, this is really weird that he said it was going to take 1 day and we're on day five. And there's still this one little piece that's not done. It's like this one little piece, just cut that piece, stick it in there. Let's go. You know, chop, chop. But he left on Friday night with that one little square not done. And I'm thinking, but the, you know, it is what it's supposed to be. So then he came in and he put that up. So then he put the floor molding up for me and everything. And then I was finally able to get some furniture back in the house, and the boys helped me with that. And so all that worked out. But I was sitting there going, it's really interesting. The spot that is not getting done sits directly below this chair that I'm sitting in right now, where I do all my little spiritual stuff. And I do my ascension sessions and different things and all the channeling. And I thought, that's really weird. So I had started a somewhat tippy toe in the water conversation about spirituality with him before he had left Saturday night. So he was a little bit curious about that and sent me a text, you know, how I do the name thing. So I was doing the name thing with him. So he wanted to know more. And
And
so
you did the tree, and then you did the
I should have done the tree with him. I did do the tree with my son's girl little friends. So anyways, so why I'm texting him, I said, you know, I think it's really weird that that was the spot you couldn't get done, because that's where, right above that is where I do all my work. You know, when I'm doing, I said spiritual coaching for him.
Sure.
And he's like, really? Because every time I tried to take a picture of that, all I would get is bright light. He goes, I tried to take a picture of that spot several times. And he said, I'll read it to you because I love the way he wrote it. It just tickles me to death the way he wrote this, because I'm like, here's this contractor talking like this. So do, where, oh, there he is. He says, I don't really have any photos of the phenomenon. When I tried to take a photo several times in a row, the whole screen would be saturated with what looked like thin vertical rectangles of light, and the phone would not take the photo when I pushed the button. I'm like, okay, see, I knew there was something about that spot. It's like, it's curious to me that it's that spot. Anyway, so something was going on there with the energies and why this guy was the guy that was doing my floors. And I had told him, you know, I really think I should probably wait to do the floors, you know, just because it's such crunch time, it's holiday and then company. And he's like, oh no, I can get it done. And he really kind of talked me into it. And I was like, okay, if you think you can get it done, oh yeah, I can get it done. For some reason he needed to spend the holidays with us and make it all work. So anyways, for anyone that was part of my live YouTube earlier, you heard the story twice. Bless your hearts for still being here. Anyways, I had to tell it because I'm just like, the way he described trying to take those pictures was so fun to me. And it's like, I almost wanted to bring that picture downstairs and go, oh, hey, Luna wants to be part of this show today. Hey, want to be part of the show? So anyways, that was my, you know, so there was some late nights with contractor guy and then all the filming. I got all stuffed up. I was like, okay, I'm going into doing these sessions and I'm going to sound like this. So anyone that watches these edited shows with David Marsh, just give sinus forgiveness.
There
So
you go.
I seriously, I was like mentholated that, the doTERRA rubs, the On Guard
Yeah.
kind of stuff. And I was like, I'm really sorry, you guys. And David's like, if that's helping you breathe, then it's my favorite smell.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
nice. I was like, it is, and we're all going to be okay with this, right? And they're all, yes, put it on. But when you get overtired, and then of course that was stressing me out. This isn't done yet. I got company coming. My furniture's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to bring this
Had
guy
that, and
back.
then the filming itself is that's a different situation altogether.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure you're probably applying. That's what all that is, it's pressure you're
It's all
applying.
pressure. Yes. Oh my gosh. I was thinking of you going, oh, what would Julia say about this right now? And yeah. Oh, and then, okay. So just for fun stuff, just you guys are just watching Julia and I catch up. That's all. And the dogs play. But Sonsi, the one that she was the first one that we did a session with, she had these On Guard cough drops. And she's like, here, I'll gift you. She gave me some, and I was like, oh, that's so nice because they're really strong. So that just kept everything clear. But it also was making me burp. And the microphone's clipped right here. And then my tummy would growl. And I'm like, burp, and I'm like, oh my God, I hope these microphones, everything going on up here was like, I wonder if that's getting on the recording. And so I'm saying something to David later. He goes, oh, is that you?
We'll edit it out.
He goes, I have edits. I have ways to filter that out. And I thank God.
You can. That's really good. Microphones pick up all of
Of course they're going to. And I'm just sitting there gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. I'm like, oh no, it's making my tummy gurgle, And I was just I, at one point you either got to laugh or cry,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
And so it was great. The sessions were phenomenal. It was a husband and wife. And they didn't talk to each other about their sessions. Like he made her swear on a Bible she wouldn't share her session. He came in and his session mirrored hers so much with like all the things that she was saying.
That's
Can't
great.
wait for
That's
that
so
stuff to come
cool.
out.
Yeah,
I
that's so
was
cool
like,
when that happens.
I'm just sitting there going, she swore she didn't tell him. And then afterwards, so I sent them their recordings and she's been writing me going, oh my God, I can't believe that this was alike and that and he did that too. And I mean like there was like so many
Well, that
mirrors to their
confirms, yeah, that
oh, it was very
yeah.
confirming. It was so to me that was very exciting. It was good. Anyway, so now you guys are all caught up on what I was doing and why we weren't here last weekend. And then next weekend I'm traveling and then you're traveling. And then, so we're just going to say, we'll see you guys after this show tonight. We'll see you next year.
Unless
So,
we get a wild hair and choose to come in, maybe that last week. But we'll wait and see
we'll
about that,
see.
how we feel. Yeah. See
Yeah,
what's going on.
we might really be busting at the seams to start sharing some things. So
Absolutely.
yeah. Can you imagine all the things that would happen in that time span that we're
Time
gonna
span,
have to
yeah.
keep notes?
True. Very true.
My goodness. I want to go in and say hello to our little audience in this chat room. We got Monique and Linda and Tiffany and Carol and Judy and Deborah and Wendy.
Tiffany's on there.
Tiffany's on here.
Tiffany's sitting at an airport right now.
Hi, Tiffin's at the airport. So did I see that right? Did she go to Arizona? All right.
Her work. Yeah, she was there for her work.
Oh, I was going to
That
make
was
it fancy.
cool.
Like, was she in the background again of one of these films? Her movie star appearance? Was she on
Not there.
screen?
No, that was no, this is for her professional work. But she did get in another film. We talked to you about that, I think, a
Yeah.
couple of ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she
She
did get into
says
another one. So
hello from Phoenix. You have a
yeah.
safe flight, honey. And then Alice is saying hi. We've got a good group of people in here. Love you guys. Yes. And Judy's saying it's summer at last for Australia. So
Send some here. Blow it
we got
across
snow.
the
We got snow on Tuesday. I was like, you guys, well, okay, bragging
We
rights
had
for sure.
three different snows already.
Okay, so this girl actually does wear glasses. They're here. But when I'm close up, I don't need them. So you would be fuzzy if I was wearing them. So I tend to forget to put them on when I go downstairs, let the dogs out. It's kind of more like halfway, I'm going to go let the dogs out. I was like, why is that rain falling so slow?
Slow motion rain.
And that sleepy brain, that was the first thing I thought. I was like, why
love is it.
Rain falling so slow? Never occurred to me that it could be snowing, because
wow.
It like in Oregon, it's usually like January, February before we see snow or something. So it's just like, it's November. What? So anyways, then I was like, oh, it's snowing. And of course, that was the day that David was flying back home, which is Phoenix, by the way, Tiffany. And
yeah.
So, like, and I was like, I doubt that would be enough snow to create a problem getting him to the airport or him flying out. But you know, it's like my mind starts going, I don't think that snow. It took me a second, but everything went really well. He got some really cool footage. I'm now a big fan of the drone. Those things are so fun. Oh my gosh. I wouldn't trust myself driving one, but
me neither.
No. It's fun to watch a skilled person do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to hand over the baton. What would you like to talk about?
I'm enjoying your show here. So let's just keep you going.
I know. I sent her a text saying I'm really spacey tonight, so you're going to have to carry the show. And she laughed at me. And I can see why.
It's
now.
Normal, isn't it?
Spacey. It's normal.
Spacey Tracy. That's kind of normal.
Is anybody going to comment on how those pictures are crooked? Because it's driving me nuts. I think it's that one. Is it that one or is it this one?
Actually, it probably was the other one, unless they're both crooked, you know, together. That's
maybe.
That seems fun.
I think I backed up and hit the wall and probably jarred them off.
Yep.
Balance, yeah. So.
So what's everybody chatting about in there so we can get an idea of what, and get vibrations here?
Well, Deborah's at a theater in Bronson right now. The show Bronson? Hasn't started yet.
Bronson or Branson?
Branson. The show hasn't started yet.
What show are you going to see, Deborah?
Where are you going, Deborah? We want to know.
That's the country western. It's the Grand Ole Opry area for the Ozarks. Branson is here in the Ozarks.
Oh, Branson. Uh-huh. That's your town. That's why
my
you're
backyard.
Saying
I'm like, you're not saying the right word.
I'm not. I wasn't. And that's because you have me reading when I'm spacey. Oh, Wendy's doggy sitting. Okay, what kind of dog? Tell us. Send a picture. We're okay with that.
You know what's really cool is look at where everybody is, and they're all doing these different things, and they're on the show.
No.
That's so cool.
That's right.
That's on.
Okay, you guys. So Julia is going to give free readings to whoever asks. What she loves it when I do that. I like that. So is that alien art piece new? Story behind it. It's been a while since I caught you guys live. Well, Sarah, let me tell you, this one right here was my friend Jeff Hall. He does metal art. I saw the metal art. You can see different faces in here.
I see a completely different thing this time than I saw before.
Mm-hmm. So when I got this one, I don't know if it would be beneficial to maybe if I don't know, but I'm not seeing the face that I saw when I bought it. That's for sure. How fun is that?
It looks like a robotic face now. Yeah, I see the metal face.
So right here, I kept seeing this face. And anyways, it's one of those things that happens with me. I got up one morning and I heard, take this amount of money, go see your friend, buy a piece of art. So that's the one that kept calling me. And at first I was like, I don't want that one. And I was looking around. I had my eyes on something that looked more like a portal. Mm-hmm. And I kept coming back to this one and back to this one. And then finally I'm like, well, I like the one that looks like a portal, but I'm going to get that one because I can see that Arcturian energy in there. But then every time you look at it, you can see something different with it. And that's the neat part of his art. This one here was one that was made up for me based on an image I saw online. I sent it to somebody that I know that does art, and they created that for me because this is a depiction of what I see Daniel as, with the oblong head and the big almond eyes, the narrow face. It's not going to be exact, but it gives everybody else an idea of what I see when I do the Arcturian channeling. So there's the story behind it. That's a fun question. Now, Julia, what about the one behind you?
One behind me is a soul portrait, and that was done. I just went blank. That is completely went blank.
We got an Arizona theme because this woman's in Arizona, right?
In Sedona.
Yeah.
And Wendy, gosh.
There you go. You pulled it out there. Yeah.
Wendy Scott in Sedona, Arizona. And she taps into you and gets your vibrations and does a full reading as well as, everything in there is a symbol, and it means things. And that's when the reading she'll talk about those symbols and different things. So, but that's my soul portrait.
That's awesome. And Tiffany's in there going, Wendy, she
Yeah, thank you.
helped you out.
I can't believe it jumped out of my head.
Oh, so Debbie says she'll drive to Arkansas for a session from you, Julia. Good. I got your back, Deborah. We'll get you. No. And then,
Did she
okay,
say what show
so.
she's seeing?
Oh, did you ever say what show you were seeing? Adam Moon. At a moon theater variety show, magic show. Oh, well, the magic is real. So
It's right.
that's right. Okay. So moon theater, is that a thing? Moon? I
It
want
would be
to go to moon
theater.
theater.
It'd be one of the theaters.
Okay. Well, we'll take that.
Yeah.
Linda says she always sees a screaming face, and the blue one freaks her out. You're not, somebody else said that to me, and I didn't see the screaming face until today when I looked up there, and now I see it. It's like right here, eye, nose, screaming mouth right there. I have never seen the screaming face until just now.
I have not seen the screen, but before I was like, I didn't see much of a face. It was like something very abstract, and it was like trying to make, like there were some eyes there maybe. Today it is perfectly clear as like a metallic face with
Very
closed eyes,
robotic, right?
very robotic. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if bringing it up closer, can you see
No,
this?
that now I see the screaming
Yeah.
face.
Now it's screaming.
That's
But
weird.
and then there's another face right here beside it. But that's not what I saw
No.
when I got it. I was seeing this face here, and it looked very Arcturian to me. It goes right here, but this would be more like a third eye, not.
I mean, that's wild because that is not at all what I see when it's back there. I
Look,
mean,
you can see your reflection in here too. Let's wave to that. Let's see if I can be talented enough to get it back up there. All right. Okay. Anyways, yeah, Jeff's art's like that though. I have other pieces too, and you can just stare at it and find new things in it all the time. It's amazing. So, and this one's done on metal, which I really like, but it's really hard to take a picture of it. So I'm glad it came in as well as it did, because it reflects everything. So, oh, and Judy says she sees a dog face. Tiffany sees an owl. Oh, that sounds cool. Nice.
Probably has. It's like those pictures. You see what you is meant for you. You see some. It's part of your personality. It's something. It's something. It's a message or whatever. So that's. It can be that as well.
So,
Something you
Linda,
see.
you and I today, we are screaming about something. Right,
There we go.
I see the screamy face today. I don't when I look at it like this, but when I see it in the reflection in the camera, I see it. So that's fun. And somebody wrote me, texted me after I posted a video, and they're like, they were doing the same thing. There's a screaming face in there. I'm like, really? That's interesting. Yeah, ooh,
I don't see.
now I'm seeing one here, like a little troll looking face. And then this one almost looks like a rock being right here, with big lips. I can't see it when I look at it this way. I have to see it in the reflection before I see it. Anyways.
but you know, you are really good at, Tracy does this a lot. She'll take pictures of trees, and mainly trees is right. You'll see all these things in these trees. I don't get it. I don't see it, you know? And oh my gosh, look at all these faces. There's a whole being. There's this. And like, so she's really good at seeing
It's
and things.
practicing seeing through the dimensions. Show yourselves to me. I want to see the
Yeah.
fairy realm. I want to see alternate beings. And they do. You'll take a picture and they'll show themselves and then you can find them. So I'm not surprised because
Cross my eyes, maybe I could.
what Jeff does here, like he took a picture. This is actually a picture of trees. And he takes the picture and then he puts it in digital art form and he
There
does
you go.
with it.
I
And
mean,
so
that's
that
so poetic. It's of trees.
it is of trees. Yeah. That was part of the draw. It's like, oh, that's the forest. And then he did all these little things with it and tweaked it.
Well,
So.
because that's exactly what you do. I mean, you always it's you take pictures of trees and then you'll find things just like that in the
Yeah.
trees. So
Linda
that's
says, I'm sorry. Linda's saying, I've been screaming for months because I saw it as soon as you put it up. Sorry, Linda. I didn't mean to put this in your nightmares. We love this man. He's yawning. Let's call him the yawning man, not the screaming man. I think
he's
he has better.
expressing himself. Maybe that's, rather than screaming, he's expressing something. He's just expressing.
He's just expressing. Carol's saying, I see faces, but not screaming. Yay. We're getting dogs in here. It's fun to see what you guys are seeing in this picture. Okay, so Deborah says it's a Christmas show. I see the screaming face. Okay. Well, let's get some. We're all going to need therapy after this. For, like, help me move this energy. Yes, maybe he's singing. Good, Sarah. He could be singing.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. I choose that one.
I like singing. Yeah.
And you know, oh, you know what? It's like the Charlie Brown, and they're always going, ooh, it's that kind of the ooh.
Or it could be the ghost of Christmas past or something like that. Since we're in
Right.
December now, we can start Christmas, making our Christmas comments. So, yes, very nice. Very nice. So,
Remember, we're going to make something out of anything. Anything that's going on, we will
absolutely.
create a metaphor. We will create some symbology. We will create something. So, in showing you that how everything can be a message, everything can be
Everything.
something. So, that's what we'll keep
I
doing.
think I need to write that down so that when I go to post this video, I remember this would be a good title. Everything. How'd you say that? Everything can be a message?
Is a message. You know,
Yeah.
it's just a matter of just looking. I mean, we can take it at face value or we can look into it. We'll probably
Yeah.
find something.
I have. I think my old dog just fell off the stairs and is pinned now between the stairs of my cabinet. Oh, nope, he's still walking. We're good. He had his 19th birthday since I talked to you guys. Or not 19th,
My
17th
goodness.
birthday on the 19th. Sorry, I got my numbers. But 17th birthday on the 19th of November. So he is officially 17 years old now. And I heard him get up the little stairs to get on my bed. And then I heard a thumping, crashing, bumping noise. Yeah. But he's walking. Okay. He's good.
I'm only
So,
17. I mean, come on, just I can do
baby. Yeah. Yep. He is so incredible. He's like the Energizer bunny. You know, he just, last night he was very cuddly with me and just snuggled right up to me. I think he's starting, you know, where he doesn't hold as much of his own body temperature and it's getting cold outside. I think he likes that body temperature. And so I was eating it up. I'm like, oh, he's cuddling tonight. And yeah, and then, but then I wake up in the morning and then I go, are you still breathing? Because we're at that phase, you know? So it's like, oh, good. His chest is moving. Okay, we're good. Yeah. So that's the journey we're on now. But yeah. But you know, when an animal's lived a long life like that, then it's like, yeah, it's For me, when my other dog that lived to 17, when she passed, it was sad to say goodbye, but at the same time, it was like, wow, you lived 17 years. Wow. So,
Yeah, and that's how my cat. Oh gosh, I'm gonna, because I haven't really gone through all the stuff with her yet. But
yeah.
yeah, she was almost 18.
Isn't that something? I love that.
But it was like that. I mean, but she was doing really good. I mean, she didn't start having kind of issues until right toward the end, so that was nice. And that's when I knew. And you get that, but you
Yeah.
know. And I remember I talked to her. And I was like, I just don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready to say goodbye yet. And so she, where she probably would have gone right then, she lasted another week. I mean, she was still moving around, I mean, and walking around and stuff, but that allowed me to accept it at that point. So I wasn't ready at the first time. I knew it was going to happen, but I wasn't quite ready. But then when by the next week, because it was like another week, then she, I was
Yeah.
over when we
Do
sent our
you
goodbyes.
think, I always think like they're trying to prepare us, you know, it's like, oh, we're getting to that point where you're going to exit, aren't you? And so then, you get those little cuddles in while you can. Because I've had them pass where, I'm busy and running this way and running that way. And then something happens and it's like, oh, no, and it reminds you to slow down and take time. But, now, ooh, Linda had a cat live to 21 years old. 21. That's,
21. Wow.
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a good cat mom. 21.
Yeah, this
That's
was the
fun.
longest I'd ever had a cat, was to go this long. And she was like, she was Energizer Bunny. I mean, she never looked old. She never looked, I mean, she just, it was just right there at the very end. All of a sudden, it's like something's going on. She just shifted. And but she would make her, she'd always, she'd walk from one end of the house to the other. She'd go back and forth. So that was her daily exercise.
That's what Narlin does now. He's paces the hallways, and if we're downstairs watching TV or something, he'll just walk back and forth and back and forth. So yeah. So I understand that. Yeah. So what else we got going? What have you had happen? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was nice. I enjoyed my brother and my sister-in-law's company. We went up to their place and
Yeah.
yeah,
Did you get leftovers and be like, oh, I'm making myself a turkey cranberry sauce stuffing sandwich? You ever done those?
not quite like that, but I have done.
Right, you guys. What kind of things do you want us to talk about? We'll keep going on random things, but it was fun to see what everybody was seeing in the picture, that's for sure.
That is good.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, I'm not picking up anything. That's what I'm trying to get. That's what I was trying to feel and everything. I'm not really picking. Like earlier today, I was getting all kinds of like heart and throat, and then it ended up being a very heavy show and stuff. Some really deep things were coming through, and I'm like, okay, I'm waiting to, anything coming in, and I just feel light.
yeah. Okay, so we got somebody posting. I don't know what we're posting here. What's Jessica posting? Not sure what that is. Somebody's posting a group chat link, and I'm not sure what that's about. So if that shouldn't be on there, can someone let me know and I can bump that or let me know what it is? Yeah, somebody's, I don't know what that is. So, whatever that is, it's not from us, you guys. So, I don't know what join the group chat link is about. So, let's let that, we're not going to do that. Nobody touch that link unless you know what that's about. Because
True,
I'm going to
we've had some interesting things
know.
coming up in.
Yeah, anyways. So, well, let's see. Tomorrow, I've got things going. I don't know why I do my schedule like that, but Tomorrow, my brother gets married. So
Oh.
I'll be attending their wedding tomorrow, welcoming a new sister-in-law into the family, and that'll be fun. And of course, I'm sitting there tonight, and then the wedding's at 3. So in my head, I'm sleeping in. I'm having a slow morning. And then
Right.
a text came in and said, "Are you guys available to help us decorate at 10 in the morning?" Which means I'm gonna have to get up at like 7 or 8 to get ready and go do that. And I'm like, "You're already asking for things? What?" No. Anyway, so I was like, "Did I miss a conversation about decorating? How come everybody else seems to know? You know, everybody's like, yeah, I plan on being there." And I'm like, "Did I miss something? Because I don't think I heard about decorating before." So, anyways, think of me in the morning getting up, going to decorate. Here's the bad thing, you guys. I don't even know what I'm wearing to the wedding yet. You guys want to, you know,
I see purple. What do you have?
purple.
Like a lilac, purpley kind of thing.
I'll have to see if I have something that matches that. You know,
That's just my plan.
I tend to wear black or blues. Yeah.
Well, it would be a long, I mean, that way it's kind of off of the blue line, but.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what do you tune in, you guys? What am I wearing to the wedding? What do you see? Okay. Linda's asking about energies. How are the energies for everyone? It seems good for a change. Nice energy here. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it is different. It has been different. Has
Yeah.
anybody been sleeping? Because I went through a spell there
Oh
where
my
I was having
God.
a hard time sleeping, and now I'm sleeping. That is really nice.
I feel like I want to always take a nap lately. And if I go sit down and watch TV, I feel like I'm gonna knock out.
Isn't that better than the no sleeping and restless all night long?
Yeah. Yes. Hands down, you get that. Somebody started a wah-wah thing in here. You guys know that traumatizes me. Erica and Tiffany, wah-wah. But I'm missing where that started. There was a
Okay.
start to that somewhere. So I will forever remember Erica as Wawa. That's nice.
So what?
Let's see. Creating a food forest is so therapeutic. A food forest. I am reading that right. I'm creating a food forest. What's that?
A food forest
Yeah. Okay.
is that a garden?
We're waiting for Wendy to tell us what is a food forest. And yeah. Erica's saying she wasn't going to comment because it traumatized me. But yeah, I'm over here traumatized by it. So Erica was in the car with me after the car had broken down once, twice, and we had to get out in a scary highway and try to mend the car and get it to go. And so I'm driving on edge because I'm waiting for this thing to do the next weird, quirky thing. And she sees a Wawa sign. She gets so excited about it. Right as I'm taking an exit, she screams Wawa in the car. And in my mind, I'm thinking somebody's pulling up
Wrong.
beside us. I'm about to sideswipe somebody. Something happened to the car. Anyway, so my heart that was already up here went way up here. And, I might have said some bad words. I might have. So when I see Wawa.
That's like Charlie Brown too. Wah 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 wah.
Yeah. Wah,
Yeah.
wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, we'll just cover up whatever you said with that.
Yeah. Oh, it's from the Back to Eden documentary, Creating a Forest with All Types of Food and Fruit Crops. Okay. Back to Eden. So the food forest. So yeah, the energies. So Monica texted me today and said we're going into the shadow of Mercury on the 12th. Mercury officially starts on the 29th. That's a big shadow. Why do we got to have so much shadow? I've got dogs doing a lot
17 days
of
of shadow.
Oh, yeah.
And what happens during a shadow? Enlighten
Kind
us.
of the same things that happen during the retrograde, you know?
Like
It's
it extends it.
still messing. Yeah, it's like, why don't you just say it starts on the 12th then? Because the shadow really can mess with you as much as everything else does too, with, you know, communication but, you know, I felt like I was already in it with the floors and all that stuff. I was like, will anything really change?
I
Probably not.
wonder what was going on. Again, but we talked about this before. If you know, we have our astrology at work in there as well, and what or house you were in at the time. Maybe you were in your house, you know,
Right.
of whatever, of rebuilding, and or who knows. But there's so many things that factor in, so that
Yeah.
you can learn. This is coming in. Okay, now I have something finally.
There she goes. Let's
Well, it's not a major thing, but I don't know. It's like this has been something a lot today. It's like everything is about learning. We create all these things. It's all about learning. That's why we said you're going to find messages, you're going to find things in things, and we're going to use everything as a metaphor because that is that angle of everything is learning. And if you look at everything as teaching, then what are you learning? You know, that's why we create these things. And I was that came in this morning. It was like so strong. It's that's a constant. It's not like it was something new, but it comes in strong. And that's what I just did again. It's like, what are you learning? What are you learning? Make sure you're learning. Yeah. So if it's about making it a game, I love that we started with your game.
Yeah, let's make
Really.
it a game.
Make
You
it a
know?
game. And it's like, okay, what am I learning from this? You
What
know?
are the clues? We're always in the game clue, right? It's like, ooh, what are my clues today? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if we were to look at today, I had, you know, I had definitely gotten messages. And I know we all do this when we have clients, we get messages and their messages, right? So there was definitely some messages about, again, cleaning up the language. And it wasn't that the client was using language that was negative language, but it was language that was resistance to the manifestation they wanted to create. Does that make sense?
Totally. That's it's like you, the words are very important. I mean, that
There.
very, yeah. So you want to make sure you're using the correct words because words are powerful. And if, like you say,
Very.
if it's not in alignment with what it is you want, then it's going to be counter. So make
Yeah.
sure the words are expressing and in alignment with what it is that you want to say, to do, to be.
Exactly. Yeah. And you got to be the energetic match. Had a client say, so I got to be careful how much I share because this is one of the recorded ones, but the message was so powerful. And I think it's important to share it that. So basically, I'll reframe it. If you put a prayer out there, you got to make sure that you're an energetic match to that prayer, right? Like you're, oh, please help me with this, whatever. But you have to believe that you can be helped with that you're worthy of that help. And so her higher self, her SC, was saying, well, she said a prayer about that, but well, and one of the things, yeah, she didn't believe that she could receive it, so the prayer didn't appear to get answered.
Cancel.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, that's very interesting. So of course I asked a lot more questions around that because I wanted to get a really evolved picture for her. And but it was really eye-opening again, like, oh, so she was asking for help in these areas, but she was and then it was the higher self too. So the higher self says, well, she wasn't asking me. And so I was like, well, so she was praying to like the angels or something, you know, like being very specific about who she was asking. And so that part cracked me up because it was like, well, she wasn't asking me. And I was like, oh, do we have to be specific like that?
That's
Or
a really
broad, make it broad.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that came up, gosh, you know, early on. I remember that coming up in one of Mom's classes. And this
Did
person
you?
came
Oh,
in, it's
yeah.
like, because that was That was really new. The SC stuff was really new back then. I mean, like
Yeah.
early on. And so, and this is still when people, they didn't really understand what it was we were dealing with. And I think it might have been a level two class because it would be somebody that's had been working with it some. And she came in, she was like, "Well, I always ask for Saint Germain, you know." And it's like, that's the one that's going to get me. And it's like, and then, and I think mom must have asked me, because that's like, if you just say something, I'll get them. And why, when that person said that, or oh, that's what it was, because mom was talking about, well, I'm not sure where they are in that, so I asked real quick, you just tap in. And I'm like, well, who are you, Saint Germain? And he's like, I'm a being like you. I just have gone through all these things, but I'm a being. I'm not this. When you go to the SC, you're going to a whole other place, other
Yes.
part. And it was like, that was really important. And then I kept teaching that in the classes later. It's like,
Oh, how interesting. Yeah.
so when you're going specifically like that, you're going to get help. That's in the realm of your guides, your guardian angels, all that. That's wonderful. You will get help, but it's not the all. They're
Yeah.
wonderful connectors, but it's not the all. I mean, why not go to the source if you can?
Right. And that was the point, or to broaden it, because she was, like, religion brings you right here, ask this way, whatever. And it was more like, all the benevolent or high vibrational beings, I'm asking for this assistance in this area, all those high vibrational beings that can help. Luna found something very noisy to chew on, so if you guys hear that, I'm not going to chase around the room to get it. So it's a piece of plastic that's going to make all the crunchy noises. So anyways, but yeah, so that was really cool. And then that vibrational piece, and on top of it was like, okay, so we really need to pay attention to our energy, to what we're asking for, and how much do we believe we actually could receive this?
Belief is so important. If you don't believe it, see, that's what aligns you with it, is
Yeah,
the belief.
exactly. So, we're powerful, powerful manifestors. As we get on board with all of that vibrational stuff, and I was being shown earlier today, there was this moment where it was like this little instant piece of clarity of how we create these realities of ours in this. In these belief systems and all of the things, and a way to think about that is everything around you is showing you something, right? It's showing you something about where you're at, what's happening.
Totally.
Like the little chaos of the floor thing, and how was I going to respond to that? How was I going to react to that? And so interesting that when I would bring it up, like, okay, well, hey, we're on Tuesday or th Wednesday night, and tomorrow's Thanksgiving. What's happening? And choosing, do I get frustrated and irritable at this person, or am I just going to, I know he's going through some stuff, and just
Flow
be in
with it.
the flow of what's happening, and making my choices and getting to see where I'm at with, I know that this floor is going to get done. I know it's going to be the way it's supposed to be. Everything that's falling into place is for a reason. I'm kind of curious now. I know this guy's going to be here when I get company, right? I know this guy is not, that this is
That's
going to
probably
happen.
why it had to do it that way. He needed to be there.
I don't, yeah, there was something. There was definitely something playing out. And there was something playing out on his
Needed to see that, yeah,
end.
meet him, whatever.
Yeah.
See that there was more to this.
But yeah, there was so much more to it. And so it became less of the, my floor's not done, and more of the, well, that's interesting that it's still not done. I wonder what that's going to mean. I wonder what that'll bring, and just the different scenarios that were coming up. And how am I responding to that? How am I going to react to that? And how fun was it to be in the playful energy of, okay, let's see what happens tomorrow now. And it was, yeah, my furniture was all pulled out and tucked away and put in a garage and all the things, and there, but it wasn't like the room was tore apart. The floor was down, and it looked nice. It just wasn't finished and it wasn't decorated. So it wasn't a big deal. It's all good. That Luna chewing on that's really going to be distracting to me. So now you have to finish talking, and I'm.
Oh, okay. I don't hear a thing.
You don't hear it? You know when they get the water bottle and they're like, that's what's going on over here. That's a really good microphone if you guys don't hear that.
Yeah.
Crunchy. Yeah.
I don't hear it.
That. You don't hear it. Hey, come here. I hear it. Mommy hears it. Come here. Yeah. That's going to drive me nuts because I'm going to want to grab that from her.
Yeah.
But yeah. Look at you getting all zen. I'm going to take this opportunity to be zen in the moment.
Well, I'm tapping into our group.
Okay, what does the group need to know? And I love that this is the way. Okay, you guys, we're pulling in your energy. We're milking the cow, milk at the cow, pull in the energy. Okay, what do you get with the audience?
I'm saying that it's really light energy. I'm not picking anything up. There's nobody. I'm not getting anything. There's definitely nothing heavy going on.
Nothing.
I'm just.
What if I threw? What if I give you a name? Just a random name. No,
that doesn't work with me. But I don't know anybody. You know, that's how you started. You just always. I mean, I'm not picking up anything. It's not. Is what I was saying. I don't know that there's nothing heavy in there or nothing going on, but I'm sure not picking it up.
All right. So if I say Carol. What would Santa want Carol to know this Christmas season?
You know what came in when you said that?
The awesome.
You are loved.
Oh, Carol, you're loved. What about Sarah? What would Santa want Sarah to know?
It's more of a visual, but now I don't know what it was.
Sorry, Sarah, she lost your visual.
It's like it was a scenery.
Sarah, I see her traveling. Where are you going, Sarah? I think it's abroad. You're going to travel abroad and take a big trip maybe in the next year. Nice, right? What about Linda? No? Come on, we've only got two more minutes.
Get it. Teddy bear.
Love it. All right, we got a couple minutes left. I think you guys, you got your messages. Santa wants to give you a big teddy bear. Oh, that's a good one, because you know there's that whole Jesus thing again with that little meme that goes around where he's trying to get the little teddy bear from her so he can give her the big teddy bear.
You're right. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah. Try and take the little one. He's got that great big one behind his back. Like,
trust me. Trust me. Yeah. So all of you get a big teddy bear this year. Oh, Sarah says she just got her passport, or she's glad she got her passport.
There you go.
Yay. All right. So have fun traveling. Okay. So quick reunion.
Reunion, yes. QHHD practitioner reunion, but not only for practitioners. Come on, guys. Just let's get together in Kauai, Hawaii in February, 2nd to the 6th. Be really cool. I'm going to be there. Information on it is at QHHTofficial.com or DoloresCannon.com, and it'll have a link over.
To Wonderful. Very exciting. All right. Anything QHHT, please go to QHHTofficial.com. You can buy practitioners, classes, all the things.
Everything.
Everything. So very wonderful.
Very wonderful. Tracy, how can they find you and what you're about and what everything about Tracy?
Everything about Tracy. I do have a fun 1 hour journey with Daniel coming this Sunday, December 4th, if you're watching this later. December 4th, 3 p.m. If you go to my website, tracymahan.com, you'll find the information on that. It is donation based. So any, you know, come one, come all. That's how you find me, tracymahan.com or qhhtofficial.com under practitioners. And I am a level 3 QHHT practitioner. So there we have it. All right, everybody.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. And we'll see you in the new year. Unless
love
we
you.
Decide to do one before that. Okay.
Yeah. Love you.
Hi, everybody. Bye.